we've talked and we've had stories previously about spring cleanup, and something I want to zero in on is Adopt-A-Block. It's new, right?
This is absolutely a new initiative. It's most definitely a collaborative effort with the Shared Safety and Wellbeing Committee. So that is one of the pillars of the Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan. And of course, Public Works and Environmental Services were absolutely great in assisting with this, getting this launched.
How does Adopt-A-Block work?
For Adopt-A-Block, residents, businesses, and schools are encouraged to adopt a block. Of course, we say adopt a block, but it can be a playground, it can be a park, and it can be a neighborhood. So anybody that wants to participate in this just has to go to the Timmins website, or they can email CSWB at timmins.ca to advise as to which block they're interested in adopting. This is taking place on Friday, May 24th and Saturday, May 25th. So Public Works has organized some time for their staff to be able to pick up the garbages that are left at corners on at 5 o'clock on the Friday and 5 o'clock on Saturday. So we're going to be organizing some locations that work best for them. And really all the residents have to do is just bring their garbages to the location that is a preference.
Does the city provide anything to help them picking up all the garbage in their block?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, if somebody is interested in adopting a highway, we can absolutely provide vests, but we have garbage bags and gloves for those that require that equipment. We actually created an application form for those that are unable to do it on the 24th and 25th, you know, because it's something that we really wanted to emphasize was having that ongoing cleanup. So if they want to gather with friends or family on a random Sunday in June or a random Saturday in July, then they can actually take this application and they can request things like a waive on tipping fees or supplies such as the garbage bags and gloves.
I guess a bonus of this would be it's a neighborhood building exercise, too. You get to know your neighbors.
I would say so. Absolutely. It's most definitely a community effort, for sure. And, you know, the Public Works Director and Councillor Murray were very strong in the opinion that it should be a community effort. And so this initiative, you know, especially throughout the summer, it's really just that kickoff of the Adopt-A-Block, and then we hope that it just continues throughout the entire summer.
And along the lines of getting to know your neighbors, the tighter your connection to your neighbors is, the safer your neighborhood would be, I would think.
Yeah, I would most definitely say that. I think when you are aware of your neighbors and you have that belonging.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you have that belonging with neighbors when you know your neighbors and you're out, you know, when you're out in your neighborhood and you are seeing your neighbors, it's that face-to-face contact, you know, that was missing for so long during COVID. So this is a beautiful opportunity to get out there and while you're bonding or having that sense of belonging with your community, you're also making the community clean.
Yeah, and you're unconsciously or subconsciously probably going to be a little more vigilant about what's going on in your neighbor's property if they're not there.
Yeah, I would hope that would come to fruition from this cleanup, for sure.
All right, let's move on a bit and talk about the DeLauro land site going to be waiving some fees for dumping stuff there.
Yeah, so there's a form that I had mentioned about specifically for those that have ongoing cleanup. We understand that possibly the 24th or 25th may not be available for everybody. So there's a form that you fill out and send to the Environmental Services. And one of the options is to have that tipping fee waived. They're most definitely... we'll waive it if you're doing a community cleanup, for sure, or a pickup in your neighborhood.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Yeah, just I think May 14th as well is that Day of Action Against Litter. So I just wanted to mention as well that collaborative effort that we really are trying to portray. We have environmental services who are going to be spearheading events for this. So you're going to notice as well in May when you do look on the website that there are actually many beautiful opportunities that are happening as well with other organizations who want to participate in community cleanups. For example, DIY Health is doing a community cleanup actually in 2 weeks from now on May 4th. And in addition, Porcupine Watershed, the Friends of Porcupine Watershed are also doing a cleanup on June 1st. So you really see when you look at the schedule for May how many activities are happening in May just to really kickstart this
And
summer.
it's good to see that number of programs, meaning that number of people wants to clean up the city and keep it clean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's most definitely not just the effort of one individual, rather that community, right? I think that's what's really important is to get that sense of, hey, this is a community issue and it's a community effort.